morning. Happy Friday. So excited to be here as your host on Lift Your Spirits Radio. You're listening to my son, Dean Foster, who's back at Berklee College of Music in Boston for his sophomore year. So excited.
Sophomore. I remember those days, years, long time ago. So far, long time ago. Well, good luck to Dean for another wonderful year in front of him.
I know. He's very, very excited.
He looked like I saw some of the photos online, so I kind of cheated.
So my name is Kasara Deline, and for those of you who are new to the show, after overcoming my own health challenges when I was younger, I dedicated my life to educate others to help health options so that they can make the best choices for their lives. And my background is in herbology and naturopathy and psychology and energy work and meditation. And you can learn more about me and what I do at www.truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And I was very fortunate. I had a health food store for many years, 7 years in California and 13 years in Bothell Mill Creek area, where we empowered thousands of people to make best choices for their health. And today I'm lucky to have my best friend back, Susan, and I met her at the store.
Hello.
Hi, Susan.
That was so long ago.
It was a long time
ago. It was 17 years ago. You know how I know?
How do you know?
Oh, my gosh. Because I had this massive amount of open cancer wounds all over my body, and I was hiding them, and nobody knew about them. And then you did an iridology session with me and said, you know, you're kind of on your way to having cancer, and I just kind of lost it and started crying because, I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you're here 17 years later.
17 years later, I'm still here. And yeah. I have no open wounds anywhere on my body.
Yay. Happy about that.
Oh, my goodness.
So
no kidding.
What do you do now, Susan?
Well, now I am coaching other people. For a while, I was coaching cancer patients, and they all die. So. Mm. That sounds horrible, but I think that there's a huge emotional component to our health. And when we get ourselves into a terminal diagnosis, we have to make a huge, huge U-turn as to, no, I want to be alive. And how am I going to do that? And nobody's going to come and save me. So I have to do it myself. Am I willing to do that? And for me, I was willing to do that. And I spent literally 2 to 4 hours a day of doing alternative treatments. Hyperbaric chamber, infrared sauna, dry brushing, which really hurts when you have open wounds. But you got to get the lymphatic system moving. Yeah. And the cancer was in my lymphatic system and in my liver. So, I mean, just all the different things that I was doing every single day just to keep myself alive. I've had many people say, nobody's going to do all that. Like, okay, well. Maybe they're not, but I did because I wanted to be here. And and then as things evolved, I learned how to, what am I actually dealing with? There's that emotional component as to why have I given up on life and what do I have to look forward to make things better again? And what's my why? What's my why that's driving me? Why am I here? What am I here to do? And so just staying focused on why I want to be here made the biggest change, I think, out of all of those treatments that I was doing every day. Mm-hmm. I don't think any of them were as important as figuring out why I wanted to be here and why I want to help other people to succeed in life.
Right. Well, you're an inspiration to a lot of people. I know that. Not just because I see that, you know, on social media and whatnot, but also just people that I know, people remember you and you inspire them. So it's you have an effect on other people. Everybody does to a certain extent. They just don't realize it, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, it's that I've had the same hairstyle for 40 years, I think might have something to do with it.
Well, and you used to dress up like Wonder Woman, so that was pretty
memorable. No. I have been working really hard to get rid of years ago, we're getting ready to go to the parade, and my son Cameron says, "Mom, where's your cape?" And I said, "You told me Wonder Woman doesn't have a cape." And he says, "Mom, you got way too much back fat right now. You got to cover it up. Get the cape." And so, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have liked that. But, oh, my gosh, he saved my whole day by not letting everybody at the parade see the back fat.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been working really hard. And so I tried it on and I fit perfectly in the Wonder Woman outfit again. So we've got the Mukilteo Lighthouse Festival coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
And Wonder Woman will be there.
That is fantastic to know. I will definitely, I'm definitely going to try to be there for that as well. So today, what Susan and I wanted to do is we wanted to provide listeners with some natural health options that have been very useful for us and our clients. And so we've got quite a list here, but we thought we'd start off with Epsom salts. A lot of people probably are familiar with Epsom salts. I know sometimes I tell people, oh, have you tried Epsom salts, you know, for aches and pains, maybe after they've been exercising or working out and they're real sore. So that's really beneficial for that.
Yeah, because magnesium, it's that's what it is, magnesium. And most of us are deficient in magnesium.
That's right.
And it relaxes the muscles. And most of the time when you've got some kind of a pain going, there's a blockage. And if you can relax that muscle, then the signals get through better.
Right. And yeah, magnesium is considered the mineral for muscles, including the heart muscle. So all the muscles within the body. So, and magnesium helps you sleep. It helps you relax. So taking an Epsom salt bath before you go to bed can help you sleep. It's also a laxative, depending on how you take it. So magnesium sulfate, if you buy the package at the store, you know, it usually says to put a cup or two into a bath. If you don't have a bathtub, some people don't like baths or can't take a bath, you could soak your feet in an Epsom salts, or you could rub it on, put a little bit of water and rub it on your body. But it also comes, magnesium also comes in oils and lotions and sprays, all kinds of different things so that you can get the magnesium in you.
Yeah, our friend Dan had a back owie yesterday. He's supposed to be listening, so I'm plugging him. And he got magnesium oil when we were at the store, and I don't know if that's what helped, but...
Yeah, it definitely helps people sleep and helps with stress. So it's definitely something. And Epsom salts is not very expensive. You can get it at most grocery stores. Most drugstores have it. And so that's something we always recommend people have a bag at home, or they sell it in little cartons sometimes, little milk carton kind of things.
Yeah, and you can also add essential oils to
that's
it.
That's true.
So if you're going to do a foot bath, you can put some really hot essential oils in it. Don't do that in the bathtub.
Yeah. So another thing that we do a lot that I recommend a lot is something called ginger baths. And most people haven't heard of this one. So what it is you want to get some powdered ginger. And usually we recommend to take about 2 tablespoons and put that in the bathtub and then get it in. And again, you can soak your feet if you can't get in a bathtub. And what it does is it helps to flush the lymph system. And I'll give you an example. I had one client I worked with many years ago who had high blood pressure. And as I was working with her, I just felt like it just needed to get her lymph system flushed. So we wanted to start with something simple for her. So this is what we did. And so she started doing the ginger baths. And it took her some time because she had trouble getting in and out of the bathtub, I remember, but her daughter helped her. And so she started taking the baths, and she was starting to do them every single day. And what happened was within about 2 weeks, she started getting a rash around her neck. And I said, well, what do you put there? And she said, oh, well, that's where I put all my perfume. So it was starting to dump all the perfume out of her body. And once the rash disappeared, her blood pressure went back down to normal. So her body was fighting to try to get this the lymph system drained, and it wasn't happening. And once we were able to get her lymph system flushed in a natural way, and very gentle for her, it was great. So when you take the bath, take only, like I said, about 2 tablespoons in a bathtub. Don't do more than that. If you do, which I did because I always want to try everything first, I put about a cup in one time just to see what would happen. And what will happen is it'll dump all that lymph fluid into your digestive system, and you usually throw up, which is not a lot of fun. So just do 2 tablespoons, gently flush your lymph system, sit in it. You want to get the water as hot as you can stand it. And you want to do it for about 20 minutes, and that's good. You don't really need to do it past that. And then usually the powdered ginger is the best. It's kind of expensive if you go to Safeway and buy powdered ginger, but you can find it in bulk. That would be a cheaper way to do it. And I know some people that have actually emptied capsules, which is an option, I suppose, but it's much cheaper to buy it in bulk if that's something you're going to do regularly. And ginger baths are really great, especially when you're just, you know, feel good. It's another way to help you relax. I used to travel all over the world. And when you travel, you know, you get all that junk stuff stuck in your lymph system from all that bad air. And you can get ginger at pretty much any hotel around the world, I found. So I would always call down the front desk because I didn't always remember to bring it. And I would say, hey, can I get a couple tablespoons of ginger? I'm sure they thought I was nuts. But then I'd put in the bath and get in the bath. And it was a great way to get that airplane gook off of me and feel great the next day.
Cool. So.
Another tip that's on my website is the Fountain of Youth exercises.
When we started, I couldn't spin 3 times without getting so dizzy and nauseous.
What are you up to now?
I do 21 every time.
Oh, right on. Right on. Yeah. Yeah. When I first started, that one was easy for me. It was number 4 that was hard. So there. So these are exercises that there's actually a book out there called The Fountain of Youth. And it has a book and I think there's a CD or something. And you can go online and you can even just Google it. And there's a lot of exercises that people have. There's one right off my website, though, truehealth.com. And these exercises are they're basically yoga movements. And the way they got started is in the book, it talks this story about this guy who was living, I think, in New York. And he had a neighbor. It was an older gentleman who, you know, had gray hair and so forth. And the guy said, I'm going to leave. I'll be gone. And so he goes away and he comes back and his hair has changed color. And the guy doesn't even recognize him. And he's like, yeah, it was me. And he goes, well, how come you look different? He goes, well, I started doing these exercises and it changed, you know, everything, my hair and the way I look and all that. So anyway, there's 6 exercises, I believe, altogether. I do 5, the first 5. I think the 6th one is for you're supposed to do if you're celibate. So the idea is that they work on energy centers.
I don't want to be celibate, so I don't want to do that one.
But the first one you have to spin, and it's funny because you're supposed to spin around always clockwise, and you're supposed to work up to 21. But when you start, if you are starting to do it, we always tell people to just start, just do 3, and you want to work up in sets of 3. Till you get to 21. And if you have to stand next to a bed or something like that, so if you feel like you're going to fall, you can fall onto your bed. And so the idea is to get that going. Now, what happens is when people start this, if that part of their body, you know, their polarity is off, then it's really difficult for them to do that. But I've seen it change so many things in people's lives, and it doesn't cost a thing to do it.
I like that just free part.
I like the free part, too. So it's very powerful. The first time I did it, I remember I read the book wrong, and I thought I was supposed to do 3 sets of 3, which was 9 instead of just 3. And I remember I had just had a menstrual cycle, and then I did the exercise, and I started again the next day. I mean, that's how powerful it is it literally resets the polarity and gets things going in the right direction, if you will, energetically. So it's very powerful. Highly recommend those. And you can get that link off my website, truehealth.com. Another one that is really powerful is slippery elm. Do you know about slippery elm?
I do.
Yeah. So slippery elm is the bark of the slippery elm tree. And it's very mucilaginic. It's very calming and soothing and nourishing to tissues. And when I had my store, we used to always call it herbal Pepto-Bismol. You think of that picture of the pink coming down. That's kind of what it does. It coats and soothes the tissues. And during the time of George Washington, the soldiers would take the slippery elm bark off the trees and eat it because it's nutritious, and they were able to survive on that when they didn't have anything else. So slippery elm is really good. It used to come in these chewable tablets. I don't know if that company, Thayer's, is still making that, or you can buy it in capsules. We weren't able to buy it last year. I don't know whether they stopped producing it because of COVID or what, but it's been very difficult to find the chewables anymore. But you can buy bulk. You can buy capsules. And so we use it. It's sold as a sore throat comforter.
Well, yeah, and those chewables.
The chewables were great.
Were great if you had a sore throat.
Yeah, because then it would go right on your throat and it'd be really calming and soothing to the tissues. But if you take the capsules, it's not really going to help much. You probably want to open the capsules and put it in some juice or something and so that it'll go into your throat.
Yeah, but it also helps with pain at the other end.
Yes, so it helps with, that's what I was going to get to. So it helps with tummy upset, diarrhea, all that. So whenever my son has a problem with intestinal, maybe he goes out and eats something that he wasn't supposed to eat, he always goes, Mom, where's the slippery elm? So he just takes a couple of those, and it stops it right away. It's really amazing because it just stops the spasming. So it's wonderful for that. And the next one kind of goes along with that, and that's charcoal, activated charcoal. So if you eat something that's got food poisoning in it, and if the paramedics come, they will actually give you activated charcoal too, because charcoal absorbs toxins from the food poisoning. So for the food poisoning, you're not getting sick from the organism, you're getting sick from the poison that the organism produces, and the charcoal neutralizes that, so then you can get to the other side. So a lot of times when people eat bad food, then they'll take like a couple charcoal and a couple slippery elm. So the charcoal is going to neutralize the toxins, and the slippery elm will stop any spasming and calming. So it's great to take when you go to Mexico, for example, and maybe have bad water down there, or if you have food poisoning, those two are very effective.
Yeah, I've also made a paste out of coconut oil and activated charcoal that I've used on on the open alleys that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very soothing.
You can also use charcoal for your teeth because it's considered a whitener.
I brush my teeth with charcoal. Yeah, yeah. I saw yesterday there were some toothbrushes that have charcoal-infused bristles.
And they sell toothpaste with charcoal in it, too.
I just make mine.
Yeah, you can make it. Put it in a little jar. There's no reason why you can't. And some people put in, like, peppermint essential oil, so it makes it taste like peppermint. The next thing we want to talk about was, let's talk about hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, I love hydrogen peroxide.
So there's different types of hydrogen peroxide. Do you want to talk about those?
Well, so I never buy the stuff in the brown bottle anymore because I found a place. I actually go and visit the guy and buy a couple of gallons at a time of 35% food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have it in little dropper bottles. I dilute it to 3% and have it in a spray bottle. And I use it to disinfect my hot tub. That does void the warranty, I was told. But I don't, anything that you sit in, whether it's your bathtub water or the hot tub, you're going to be absorbing whatever chemicals are in it.
Right.
And so I filled my hot tub with purified water and then I use food grade hydrogen peroxide to disinfect it. So I put that in there and then your skin absorbs it and it, I don't know. I just way rather have that than bromine or chlorine being absorbed that my body has to get rid of after
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, I wrote an article on hot tubs. It's on my website. And we talk about hydrogen peroxide and how to use it. And there's a few other ideas on there. So if that's something
awesome to clean the shower with, clean the toilets with, kitchen counter, sink, whatever. I clean with it. And
yeah, I use it as well. It's wonderful. I even use it in my it actually is a teeth whitener, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put it, I put it in my, I have a little water pick that I put that in. And then I can, it cleans the teeth out and it's cleaning everything, helping with plaque and so forth. So it's a great product.
Yeah.
Let's see. You're listening to True Health with Kasara Deleen. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some natural health options for you.
We're going to dance while we're gone.
Lift your spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island time is waiting for you.
Tune in every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m. for the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer. Learn from and be inspired by local leaders, thinkers, and problem solvers who are tackling the sustainable living questions through invention, collaboration, and hard work. This lively and thought-provoking show focuses on tangible, practical measures that we can all take to reduce our carbon footprint and rethink how we relate to the resources of our natural world. Don't forget, that's the Sustainability Sessions with host Rebecca Sayer, every third Friday on Lift Your Spirits Radio at 8 a.m.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kasara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at a Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Thank you for joining us. You're listening to True Health with Kasara Deleen on Lift Your Spirits Radio. And today we're talking with Susan Story about some natural health options. I wanted to read something first from this book. It's called The Mountain Is You, Transforming Self-Sabotage. It's by Brianna West. And it says, once you begin to really question and observe, oops, hold on, got the wrong part here. You have to recognize that being healthy makes you less vulnerable, not more. And that criticism comes with creating anything for the public and isn't a reason not to do it. You have to show yourself that there are many different ways to self-soothe that are more effective than unhealthy food choices, and that there are far better ways to connect with others than through negativity. Once you begin to really question and observe these pre-existing beliefs, you begin to see how warped and illogical they were all along, not to mention distinctly holding you back from your ultimate potential. I love that.
I do too. And so, you know, that points me in the direction of self-soothing.
Yes. And that's why we have all these wonderful little tips that people can have. That, you know, some of these things don't cost very much. And most of them actually don't cost very much. And the idea is to have them in your house so that you can work on getting yourself better naturally and before you have to try something drastic. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was enzymes. And enzymes are a type of protein. And enzymes help us digest our food. They hold calcium in our bodies. They neutralize toxins. They do a lot of really important things. And so if you have a carrot and you snap the carrot, you're hearing those enzymes hold the molecules together, right? But if you take a carrot and you cook it to death, quote unquote, right, then there's no more enzymes. Or if you let it sit in the fridge for 6 weeks and it turns into rubber, there's no more enzymes either, right? So the idea is to eat more raw food, but people don't eat as much raw food as they should.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love raw food.
So people eat a lot of cooked food, which isn't necessarily a good thing. So, and it's interesting, when I started practicing over 30 years ago, I would see people come in and we would give them enzymes and it would help them a lot. And since that time, now it's like, it seems like younger and younger and younger. Now kids are coming in and need help with digesting, which is really sad. So they sell, there's different types of enzymes. If you look at your, if you buy enzymes at a grocery store and you look at the bottle, look at, always look at the other ingredients and look at the ingredients inside there. You'll see it's everything that ends in dash A-S-E is an enzyme. Okay. So lactase, protease, you know, that type of thing. And so it's important that you have the right types of enzymes for your body. And we recommend different types of enzymes based on people's eye color, based on their pH. There's a lot of different factors we look at to see what's going
on. And what color their eyes are supposed to be.
What their color,
remember, my eyes were a totally different color,
yes, so
17 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. So we look at that and we make a recommendation based on what we're seeing so that the idea is that they can digest their food better. And once they digest their food better, I mean, you know, that's night and day, right? That's where it all starts.
And what exactly is food?
Yeah. Well, that's another whole show. So enzymes are really important. And one of, you know, if I had to recommend one supplement to anybody that they said, just recommend one thing, it would be enzymes in some way, shape, or form. Because people don't get enough of it. And it helps so many different things in the body that it's like a catch-all for a lot of different things. And we're real lucky. I sell products. I sell this one product that's actually, it's called Nature's Fresh. And it's an enzyme in a spray bottle, which is phenomenal. And
it tastes awful.
It tastes awful. But it was originally developed to help get pet stains out of carpet. And because it has an enzyme in it, so it heats that. It neutralizes.
So they don't care what it tastes like.
They don't care what it tastes like. But actually, we use it for all kinds of things. You can use it on any kind of wound. You can use it in your ears, you can use it on your teeth. I actually mix it with colloidal silver, which seems to have, and then it neutralizes the taste. It doesn't taste so bad then. And then you can also use it vaginally. You can use it on your feet for fungus. You can use it on all kinds of things. And it's kind of a catch-all. And the biggest complaint I get from my customers is that it doesn't come in a bigger bottle.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's used for so many things. And that's always the first thing we ask people. Have you tried Nature's Fresh on it yet? Because it works on so many different things. And I make, one of the things I do is I make a spray. Actually, I have several sprays at home with it. But I have one for that I spray on my face every day. And I put some essential oils in it, some helichrysum and some lavender and a few other things. And I put vitamin C in that because for your skin, vitamin C is very good for your skin. And then the enzymes will help to nourish the skin. And I don't have really any wrinkles, and I'm just turned 59. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it really does make a difference, I think, on your skin, both your face and throughout your body, too. So
I have more wrinkles than you do.
Yeah. So the other thing that is that people get confused with is probiotics. There's probiotics and there's enzymes, and a lot of people get those two confused. But they're not the same thing. And I actually wrote an article on that. That's on medium.com. You can get that off my website as well. And so enzymes are for digestion and help repairing tissue, right? And probiotics are beneficial bacteria, and they live in your, mostly in your small intestine, but they live, you have probiotics actually around your eyes and throughout your body. You're like this whole big probiotic nest, if you will. And probiotics build B vitamins in the body, so they're really important for us. And they've learned through the past many years that the appendix is like a reserve for probiotics. So if you don't have an appendix, which I don't, then you might need to be taking probiotics on a regular basis to help give you that B vitamin push that you're looking for and to help neutralize a lot of things. So probiotics, those are promoted a lot now on all kinds of shows and things like that. I've seen commercials for probiotics, and they're sold a lot in the stores. And you can buy them, obviously. There's a lot of different kinds, and they all do a little bit different things. Some are for upper intestinal, some are for lower intestinal, some are stronger than others. So it's really good to know what you're taking and to work with someone, you know, work with your doctor or whoever to find the best one for your body for whatever you happen to be going through right now, especially if you're taking any kind of medication, because there's certain medications that pull probiotics out of the body.
They kill them.
Yep, they do. And so anyway, so the point is to make sure you know what you're taking and don't just take them randomly. Make sure you take the best one so you're not just wasting your money, right? So probiotics can be very, very, very beneficial for most people. But, you know, so.
Well, so my favorite way to take them is to open a can of coconut cream and then put a spoonful of honey in it and two probiotic pills and leave it on the counter overnight.
So it'll ferment.
And make coconut yogurt.
Nummy.
So good.
Nummy.
Put it in the blender with three strawberries the other night, ate the whole can.
That sounds delicious. Well, thank you for that, because that was what I was going to say, is the best way to get probiotics is just to eat fermented food. That's actually one of the best ways. So like Bubby's Pickles is a great brand that is fermented. Their pickles are fermented. Or sauerkraut, not the kind that's on the shelf that's cooked and it's killed all the enzymes, but the one that's in the deli that's cold and has fermented.
But sauerkraut's so easy to make. It's just a spoonful of salt for every pound of cabbage.
Right. But not everybody is able to do that. So for those that can't, and especially if you're traveling, sometimes that can be hard. But sauerkraut's great to take when you have digestive disorders.
And you can drink the juice.
And you can drink the juice. That's right. And then there's yogurt, but that's mostly dairy. So you want to be careful eating too much dairy, because that can cause a lot of problems for a lot of people.
And I think you don't notice the problems.
No, you don't.
As much when you eat it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true.
Since I'm only having pretty much one salad and two smoothies every day now, a little bit of cheese and my whole face gets puffy.
Yeah, I don't eat dairy usually, so I have a problem with it too.
I love it though.
If you read Dr. Blalock's book, he's a neurosurgeon. He's been a neurosurgeon for the past 25 years, and in his book he talks about how dairy is not good. It's not. It causes diabetes, and it causes a lot of different health problems in people. So, and he blatantly.
There's lots of books out there, but
talk about that. Yeah,
but cheese tastes good, so we ignore those books.
That's true. Well, and you know, so that's you know, that's part of what all this is about. You know, is it's finding these options that can help you. And if you are like, see, you know, it's my birthday, and my boyfriend made me this amazing cake, and so I wanted to eat the cake, you know, because it had things in it that I don't normally eat. But I eat it, so then I can take some slippery elm and some charcoal, and so that it won't make me sick, and I don't feel bad. And then I enjoy the cake. It's delicious, because it's made with love.
But so, when something's made with love...
That's true. That's a good point.
When it's made with love, and you totally, truly enjoy it, mm-hmm. and you're thankful for it, I don't think it affects our bodies the same way
as... I agree. As opposed to like somebody at McDonald's or some fast food place.
Oh, don't say it out loud.
making a burger, and they're angry at their girlfriend, and they're slapping it together, you know, and all that anger is going into that burger, and now you're eating it. I mean, energy doesn't just dissipate like that. It's stuck in that food. So, you know, it makes a difference. You're absolutely right.
Well, now that you say that, it's also said that energy stays in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So where the water's coming from that we're drinking is going to affect us in a similar way.
Mm-hmm. True.
Bless your water before you drink it.
or get it filtered, right? So the next one I want to talk about is emu, because I actually burned my hand this week on my stove.
And you don't have a hyperbaric chamber in your living room.
I do not have a hyperbaric chamber in my living room. It wouldn't fit in my living room. But so I burned myself, which, you know, it hurt. So I put some emu oil on it right away. And the pain went away probably within the hour. It was gone. And now I have a little bit of a scar, but I just put a little bit of emu on it. It'll be gone in a couple of days. So it's amazing how fast that works.
Yeah.
Emu. Yeah, I had only a little teeny bit of left in the bottle, and I was sitting there shaking it, trying to get it out. So I went and bought some more so that I'd have it for next time I burn myself. But emu oil is great for that. And you can buy, they sell emu in little sticks like you can keep in your car or your purse. You know, they're like for emergencies, for burns and cuts and scrapes. Or they sell the liquid. And they have a couple different lotions and things like that, too, I've noticed on the market. The other thing that's that I really like is yarrow. Do you use yarrow medicinally more, though, right? Not so much for bleeding? Or did you use it for bleeding, too?
No, I've used it usually for, I thought I was using it for nausea.
Yeah, well, if you'd make it into a tea, it helps prevent nausea.
Unless you drink it all at once. And then
it will throw up. Yes, that is correct. but yarrow and...
But it stops the nausea.
It does stop the nausea. Yeah. So yarrow and capsicum are two herbs that are very good at stopping bleeding. And I used to have bloody noses a lot. And yarrow always stops those for me. So it was great.
Well, years ago... probably 16 years ago, Cameron dropped these shears on his foot, and went all the way through his foot. And I was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do? What do I do? And I called your store, and Jeff says, put cayenne on it. I'm like, stop messing with me. And he says, no, seriously, put cayenne on it. So I put cayenne on it. It stops the bleeding because it was just so much blood coming out. It stops the bleeding, and then a few minutes later, what does Cameron do? He had it on his fingers, then he rubs...
His eyes. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
With the cayenne. And
oh, no.
So, yeah, there was a long time of crying.
Yeah, yeah. I bet.
But it stopped the bleeding.
But it does stop the bleeding, yeah. Yep. So yarrow's good, and capsicum's good. And a lot of people have cayenne pepper in their house, so... I've heard many stories of people doing that, of cutting themselves, and they just pour the whole cayenne pepper on, they wrap it up, they run to the hospital, and it's enough to get them to the hospital so that they stop the bleeding. And you know,
but since I avoid places like that, I have super glue. Yeah. So it's capsicum followed by water and super glue.
But most people go to the hospital.
Yeah, so that would be a better idea.
Probably. So, and then another thing that people use that's really successful is neti pots. Neti pots. And you said that you were on a forum and people didn't even know what a neti pot was.
Yes. The other day, somebody said something about neti pots. And I'm like, that's just kind of a no-brainer. But no, she was the only one that knew what a neti pot was.
Yeah. So a neti pot is something you can use to drain your sinuses. It's really good for cleaning out your sinuses. And it's really popular in other countries. It's not so much here. It's getting to be. But you can buy those at any health food store. Or I think Fred Meyer sells them.
But and they sell little packets of saline or of salt to put in there. But I just use my Himalayan salt.
Yeah,
and
you can do that.
You're supposed to use at least some kind of purification.
Yeah. Well, there's a product called X-Clear, too, which is really good for the nasal passages, for sinuses.
Well, I also buy a big bottle of a container of xylitol, and I'll put a quarter teaspoon of salt and a quarter teaspoon of xylitol in there.
Right. Yeah. So I was going to say that. So all the X-Clear is grapefruit seed extract and xylitol. So if you have some xylitol, which a lot of people do, you could put a little bit of that in the neti pot and add a drop or two of the grapefruit seed extract, and you could do the same thing. So it's great. Or you could also use colloidal silver as another one that you could use.
Yep. I've put the silver in there. I've put one drop of hydrogen peroxide in there.
Mm-hmm. You could do that as well.
You don't want more than the...
Nope, not just
And you don't want the brown bottle stuff. You want it purified.
Exactly, yeah. So that's great for cleaning out sinuses where people have a lot of sinus headaches or sinus problems. And then...
oh my gosh, on your list is my favorite thing ever. She didn't want to put it on the list.
No, I didn't say I didn't want to put it on the list. I didn't say that.
I am the clean colon queen. I have been teaching people how to do enemas for almost two decades.
Yeah. See, and I think that enemas are, I'll tell you a story. So I had a friend down in California once, and she did enemas all the time, all the time. But the idea was the colon is a muscle, and you want that muscle working for you. And if you're constantly doing the work for the muscle, then it's going to stop working, which is what happened to her. So I know you don't necessarily do it all that way. You're doing other things, which she was not doing, obviously. So, and you exercise a lot more, which she was not doing as well, because exercise is one of the best things for the colon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got twisting exercises that
yeah,
I do
exactly.
And the standing in place
yeah.
running exercises. And
so enemas are, you know, they're good for people that need them for specific issues, and they can be very helpful. And you use it specifically mostly to neutralize the liver, right?
Right. So a coffee enema is done to open up the ducts in the liver and the gallbladder mm-hmm. to flush those out. And it can't get through if you're not already cleaned out. So
right.
there's no point in doing it if you haven't. What words am I allowed to use? If you haven't pooped yet.
That'll work. That's a safe one.
Okay, cool.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you for cleaning it up.
And so, anyway, so it opens up the ducts to the liver and the gallbladder, mm-hmm. and it's part of Gerson therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been used for many years for cancer patients. And the woman, it was a nurse who discovered it. They ran out of narcotics it was an army hospital. And she decided to try an enema,
mm-hmm.
and it helped relieve the pain.
Yeah.
And the coffee, because of its, I don't know, everything that it does, there's several different things in it that help. The theobromine.
Mm-hmm. And the caffeine.
But, oh my goodness, it gets rid of a migraine in 15 minutes,
yeah.
you know? So I don't.
Well, that's not surprising, because there's all, if you look at the colon, I have a picture in my office that shows all the different nerve endings, and across the transverse colon in the body is all the nerve endings for the brain.
Yeah. So that's why you have to use a whole quart, because it has to get past the descending colon
yes.
to get up there.
That's right. That's right. And clean all that out.
Right.
So great. So we did it. We talked about enemas.
Yeah, but I mean, there's so many other. You can change your body temperature with them.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring a fever down with them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just so many.
A lot of things. Yeah. So it just depends on the person and what they're going through and what's recommended at the time.
Right.
And so it's not something that people are required to do for specific things. It's more like, you know, find the best thing that you can do. So. You're listening to True Health with Cassara Deline. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with some more natural health options.
Our Energy Matters tip of the week with Dina Marie. Give yourself credit. Get up in the morning, count your blessings, set your intentions for the day, and the most important thing is to not go back in time and beat yourself up over things you have no control over at this time. So, give yourself credit. I usually write down on a piece of paper once a month all the things I've accomplished, all the things I've done, how proud I am of myself, and I keep my energy high by focusing on the things I have control over. So this week, all you have to do is sit down with yourself in the last year and think of all the positive, wonderful things that you have done. It could be just getting up in the morning and getting dressed, because if you work at home, sometimes that's a hard thing to do. So living in the present moment is the only power we have, and looking at our glass full lifts our spirits. That's our Energy Matters tip of the week with Dina Marie.
Do you feel stressed, exhausted, or burned out? Would you like to identify your unique warning signs and know what to do? Are you ready to learn how to calm your system and increase your energy so you are healthier, happier, and more productive? Learn from an expert. I transform my life from burnout to bliss, and you can too. Go to marlawilliams.net, click on Learn, and sign up for my Burnout Prevention Formula course, and move from burnout to bliss in just 6 weeks or less.
Lift Your Spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie.
Welcome back. You're listening to True Health by Kassara on Lift Your Spirits Radio. My guest today is Susan Story, and we're discussing natural health options that we have found useful in our lives. And remind people how they can get a hold of you, Susan.
You can get me at lovesusanstory.com or lovesusanstory@gmail.com for the email.
And Kassara, you can reach Kassara at truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And we want to talk about breathing, because breathing is kind of funny. We were just sitting here before the show, and Sanjay Gupta was on talking about breathing. And breathing's so important. Whenever I hear an alarm go off, like my smoke alarm or any kind of alarm, I live right down the street from a fire station, so whenever I hear the fire alarm go off, I always just go, okay, that's the universe telling me to stop and take a breath, just breathe. And I have this new iPhone watch, and it tells me to stop and breathe, too, I noticed. And so just breathing like that, though, can get oxygen to your brain. It just can help calm you down and fill up your lungs so that you can, get oxygen or red blood cells going in your body. But it's interesting because a lot of people don't breathe, especially if they have a hiatal hernia, their stomach's in the way. It prevents them from taking that deep breath. So if you can't take a deep breath, you could easily have a hiatal hernia. So I recommend you go see a chiropractor to get that fixed. And also if you're real acidic, it'll change your breathing too.
Yeah, so, and did you know that the more acidic you are, the shorter amount of time you can hold your breath?
Yeah, isn't that cool?
The more alkaline you are, you can hold your breath longer.
That's right.
Which means you can swim underwater longer.
Right, but you don't want to be hyperacidic. So people get too alkaline. It's finding that balance. So that's the important thing. That's important.
Well, I like my breathing technique that like messes everything up for a bit and then gets everything back going.
That's cool.
So
yeah.
I do the Wim Hof breathing every morning. Mm-hmm. And so it's 30, you're essentially doing a controlled hyperventilation. Mm-hmm. And so it's 30 in and out breaths. And then on the last one, you take a deeper breath in and blow it out. And then you hold your breath for, it starts with 1 minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. I have not made it past 2 minutes yet. And then after the 2 minute breath hold, then you take another inhalation in for 15 seconds.
And can you spell that again for people so they know what Wim Hof is?
Oh, it's WIMHOF.com. He also has a free app on his website where you can put the app on your phone and do the breathing exercises with that.
Awesome.
And then I do one of his videos on YouTube.
Yeah. So there's resources out there for this.
Oh, yeah. And it helps with, oh, my goodness, it helps with so many different things. But one of the things that it helps with is being able to handle the cold water. And mm-hmm. So I've been swimming in the Sound mm-hmm. every day, almost every day since October, usually about 6 days a week. And it's really helped with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, and it would help with a lot of different things. I think if people had that, they would deal with stress better in their lives.
Oh, yeah. When you force yourself into stress, then mm-hmm. it makes the other stressful events not so stressful. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing how that happens?
Yeah. And then there's this other breathing technique that I do where you breathe in for 5 seconds and then hold it for two, and then you breathe out for six. Mm-hmm. And anytime something's, potentially upsetting, whatever, I do that breathing technique. And then there's the other one that we used to do, the square breathing, where mm-hmm. it's in for four, hold for four, out for four, hold for four. And so just different breathing techniques to do different things.
Yeah. And so the idea is to try them all and see what works for you, and what works today might not work tomorrow. But there's all these different resources that you have now that you can look up and investigate for yourself and see what works for you.
Yeah.
You might be surprised how a breathing exercise can help your life. You never know unless you try it.
You never know about cold showers and getting in the sound unless you try that either.
Yeah, I can do the cold showers. I haven't gotten the sound yet. So I also wanted to talk about, you know, recording all the information. You know, it's interesting when I have a lot of people come in to see me and, you know, I make them write down if they've got a blood sugar issue, write down your blood sugar every day. Take it at the same time every day. If you have blood pressure problems, write down your blood pressure every day. Make sure you're, you know, recording all that. I won't work with people if they won't do that, because how can you tell where you're at and where you're trying to get to if we can't see that? And it's really interesting when you record all that information now, and then if you go in to see a medical doctor, you're going to have a completely different conversation with them now, because number one, they can see that you're in charge of your body. You're taking control. You can see where you're at. You can see where you need to be. It's not rocket science, right? It's like you can see that. And so now you can have a decent conversation instead of him just telling you what to do, right? Now it's you're engaged more with that. So I highly recommend you get a notebook and put all your blood work in there. You have a right to get all that blood work in there, put in there. If you need to know what all of those things are, let me know. That's something we send people. It talks about all the different types of tests that are run and what they're for, so that you can be educated on it and you can read that. And then the next time you go, you can see the difference. And so you can watch that. You know, if you're taking your pH once a week, put it on the calendar so you can see how it's changing, and you can tell when you're going to get sick before you even get sick.
I don't get sick.
So we were going to talk about pH maybe too a little bit. So pH is potential of hydrogen, and there's a lot of controversy around that. In fact, on my website, I have information that's pro-pH and not pH. So there's a lot of information there. So the idea is to educate yourself, right, and figure out what's going to be best for you. And what happens is, you know, our bodies can get really acidic, mostly from our emotions. Emotions is the largest acid producer in our body, stress, and that because we hold on to that. And then foods, there's a lot of foods that are acidic, of course.
Yeah, because, I mean, why wouldn't you want to eat potato chips when you're upset about something?
Of course. So then you got a double whammy, right? You got the bad emotion, the negative emotion that's making you feel bad, and then you've got this food that's also doing that. So, but the idea is to find a balance, right? To because your kidneys only absorb minerals at certain pH, and if your pH is off, then you won't be absorbing those minerals. So it's important to understand all that and to make sure that you are paying attention to your body. The more, even regardless of what you're doing, the more you pay attention to your body, the more you're going to get information. And the more information you get, then you can actually take action on it and do that. Whether you're recording what you're eating every day, or just record or taking your pH, or whether you're you know, walking every day, whatever it is you're doing, make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing on the pH, you know, you're talking about the emotions. There are scales that you can go and look at that will show where certain emotions are on a frequency scale.
Oh, wow.
And so the higher the frequency, the more balanced our pH is going to be, the more balanced our whole body is going to be if we can keep our frequency high. So, mm-hmm. You know, I have friends who have severe depression and get really mad when somebody tries to change that for them. And, you know, I mean, we all get to do what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And, but my whole thought for me is if I am happier, if I'm grateful for whatever, then it's going to put my body in a different position than being sad and depressed. And I want to be happy and I want to make a difference in the world. And I want people to look at me as, okay, well, she can do it, you know, and then that word gratitude, you know, mm-hmm. I looked at one of the things that I do every morning is I find three different companies that I absolutely can't stand. And I pray for them and I thank them. And it's really hard to do if you're still mad at them, right?
That's true.
But I finally got my tax return yesterday.
Oh, wow. So it makes a difference.
It made a difference.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It
how
made
energy
a difference.
Shifts.
Yeah. And so just that whole thing of, and there's certain people that I absolutely don't ever want to meet in life because I might I don't know what I would do, you know? So I pray for them. It's easy to pray for people that you care about and you love, but, and I do that too, but to be thankful for somebody who's a total jerk.
Right. Well, and
and feel it.
Yeah.
And feel that gratitude. It just puts my whole body, mind, spirit in a different place. And that's what we're doing, right? Lifting our spirits.
That's right. That's right. With Dina.
Yeah.
She's not here today, unfortunately. But we have fun when we hang out with Dina.
I know. We even did our Fountain of Youth exercises
that's
on
right.
the ferry.
On the ferry. That was great. Not everybody does that. It was kind of hard to do because there was so much dirt on the ground. There,
well, you lay down. I wasn't going to lay down.
That's because I do all the exercises. I don't just do the first one. So.
Well, no, I'll do them, but I didn't want oil on my clothes from the last car.
Yeah. But, so the idea is to be grateful. It's interesting, you know, learning about frequency. I actually wrote an article on that, too, on frequency that's on my, I think it's on Medium, I think is where I have that one. And it talks about there's a movie about this camel, and the mother camel has the baby camel, and then she won't let the baby camel come nurse. So and it's in Mongolia, so there's no English in it at all. It's all subtitled, I believe. If there is even subtitles, I don't remember. Anyway, they take another camel and they go into a city and they get this violin and they bring this violin out and they put it on the baby camel, or they put it on the mother camel first, and the wind blows on the violin and makes a sound, a frequency. And then they take the violin and they put it on the baby. And the mother hears it and she connects with the baby. It's the most fascinating thing.
Wow.
And frequency is huge, you know. And food has frequency. Our emotions have frequency.
Colors have frequency.
Colors have frequency. Everything has it. So it's finding that frequency that you want to tap into. Abundance has frequency.
I've missed that one somewhere along the way.
So everything has a frequency. And
no, actually, I have an I actually am very abundant in so many ways.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of a joke, but.
So it's finding, you know, finding the frequencies that you want to resonate with, if you will, and riding that wave, whether it's health or abundance or happiness or gratitude, you know, finding those and feeling that. And next month I'm going to have my friend Shauna Bourne on. I'm really excited. She talks a lot about frequency all kinds of different. She's into mythology and language and all these really cool things, because she talks about the frequency of words, you know, how powerful they are. And she's got so much. She's done so much studying on all that. It's really amazing the work that she's done. So looking
That's
forward
cool.
to that next month. Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Susan, for joining us today. Please remind listeners how they can get hold of you.
LoveSusanStory.com.
So you're listening to True Health by Kassara on Lift Your Spirits Radio. This is Kassara, and you can reach me at TrueHealth.com, TRUHealth.com. Thank you so much for joining us month, and we hope to see you again next month. And I'm going to leave you with more music from my son, Dean Foster.
It's worthwhile.